Your business is our business on AM 770 KTTH.
And welcome back to Business Briefing. As we wrap up the show, I'm Brian Bushlack, and continuing our conversation on restaurant and hospitality with Riley Loggison, the top restaurant attorney in the entire nation, based at Davis Wright Tremaine. If you'd like to reach out to Riley, his Portland office number is 503-778-5217. You can email rileyloggison at dwt.com and pick up the conversation here with Riley. It's been an interesting one. Sat down with him this past week, and lots to talk about when it comes to the restaurant scene, and really not only across the Northwest, but across the entire nation, some major initiatives underway among restaurateurs. And I had the chance to talk with Riley about just that.
Well, Ryan, we talked about the many great things happening in the restaurant world in the Northwest in our last segment. And there are challenges out there, not only in our region, but around the country. And tell us what the biggest challenges are for restaurateurs these days.
Well, I think restaurants have always been a challenging business. They're businesses that do not operate off the largest margins. And so those that are going to be financially successful have always needed to be very disciplined in the business. Right now, we're still coming out of a recession. We're still perhaps in a recession. It's really hard to tell on any given day. But the fact remains that restaurateurs face economic pressures in any type of market. And some of the legislation that's coming into effect on a national basis and also in the Northwest is putting increased economic pressure and will put increased economic pressure on restaurateurs in a market that's still very uncertain. And so our clients are struggling to figure out how to best work within the construct of the Affordable Health Care Reform Act when that is its implementation is being phased in the near future, as well as dealing with some other things that are coming up. Minimum wage increase, which the Northwest, both Oregon and Washington, already have some of the highest minimum wage standards in the United States, but there's been some increases in proposed there that would be taking shape within the next couple of years. And then also the paid sick leave ordinances that have been passed in both Seattle and in Portland add increased costs to operations. So in a market where there's still uncertainty over what the consumers can spend, and with these increased financial pressures on operators, our clients' biggest challenge is figuring out the best way to navigate those while continuing to provide great job opportunities and continue to provide a high level of service and quality of food to the guests. And it's one thing that we're really trying to be more proactive with clients on the legislative side to find ways to go on the offensive and work together with lawmakers and restaurant clients and others to fashion some type of plan to bring some type of relief to the industry to offset some of the things that they're having to deal with from the economic side, because it's our understanding and our belief that the more restaurants, the better. The more restaurants that are doing great things by providing great food to people, by providing great employment opportunities to people of all walks of life, from all classes, in all markets, especially those markets that are underserved, is a really important goal that we have to keep our eye on. And if the pressures get so high, it's gonna take any business incentive out of restaurateurs operating in certain areas. And the areas that will be most impacted are the areas that probably need great food and restaurants the most, the ones that are most economically challenged, and the ones where children and families already are struggling to find access to quality food at approachable prices. So it's a big issue that everybody's grappling with, and our goal is to work with those that are committed to these goals to find workable solutions to it.
That's a big one, Riley, to take on. I mean, that's going to take probably another 10, 15 years to really tackle that, because we're in the midst of a generational shift here. I know so many of our listeners own businesses, our executives, decision makers, and we're all extremely busy. In spite of all the technology we have these days, I swear it's made us even more busy around the clock. And you talk about food and what an integral part that plays in our lives and how important it is. And so many of us now, whether we're popping into Whole Foods and grabbing something on the way home, or it's a fast casual lunch, or it's a fine dinner, I mean, food plays such an important role throughout all parts of the day.
It does. And obviously, there's a lot of larger issues, that the whole healthcare issue. Food really plays into that. I mean, one of the reasons why healthcare costs are so high is because there's so many people that are not healthy, and a lot of people are not healthy because their eating practices are not making them healthy. And so some of the things that we're focused on are aligning with certain groups that are supporting initiatives to get people more active and involved in sport and getting out there and getting themselves into shape. Food education, understanding what you're eating, food appreciation, and working with Guy Fieri and his foundation, Cooking with Kids. It's not a foundation that's about promoting health or anti-obesity. It's promoting fun and learning about food, understanding food, learning to enjoy how to appreciate it at home with your family or with your friends, and making food a really important part of your lives. And that really intersects at the restaurant level too, because that's where customers can come. They can have a really fun experience, having a delicious meal, getting great service, and really understanding about what they're eating and how that impacts them and everything they're doing. So It is a big issue to tackle, and it is something that's going to take time. Our objectives are to approach it as efficiently as possible and to hit it as aggressively as possible, because this is something we're not inclined to wait around to see get going. And so we have some things we're working on that will hopefully have a more immediate impact and be able to get things on a course to help our clients business-wise, but also provide something good back to the community in hopefully a shorter period of time.
Riley Loggison, top restaurant attorney in the entire nation, based right here in the Northwest at Davis Wright Tremaine. He's joining us this weekend on Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack. We'll give out Riley's contact info here at the end of this segment. But I see that Nike Fuel Band. I have one, too. And it's funny you mentioned getting people active and talking about food and how they intersect, because I was with Chef Bobby Moore from the Barking Frog back at Taste Washington in March. And he had his Fuel Band on as he's cooking away there, and I'm thinking, man, how many calories are you burning while you're cooking? And it's surprising, because he absolutely smoked me on my Fuel Band, and I shouldn't even have brought it up, and he was, like, really serious about it.
Yeah, I'm hooked on the Fuel Band. I'm a big fan. Nike has their Access to Sport program and their Design to Move initiative, which if folks haven't read up on that, I think on the activity side, it's a very important program that involves a whole bunch of different companies that are trying to get people more active, especially children, focused on that as the issues are really compelling. The lifespans of children are becoming increasingly less as a result of inactivity, and also, you know, from our perspective, from lack of food access and food education. So we just, I think this is a great tool, the Fuel Band, to help measure activity and just get people thinking about what they're doing. And as long as you're having fun with food and you understand it, and everybody's going to go off and eat things that are considered off target sometimes, or maybe a lot of the time. But if you approach everything with the right mindset and moderation, it's a good situation.
It is indeed. That's Riley Loggison from Davis Wright Tremaine. Want to thank him for joining us on this edition of Business Briefing. Also want to thank our friend Tom Douglas, as we've focused on restaurants and hospitality throughout the last 2 hours here on Business Briefing. If you missed the show, head to mynorthwest.com. and download the podcast. We'll talk to you again next weekend as we feature Tommy Bahama and COO Doug Wood.